A good answer to the origin of the universe is that God created the heaven and the earth. But a bad answer is the idea that everything evolved out of nothingness and somehow an infinitely dense hot point exploded and created everything that we see. How long would it take for a rock this small to morph into a rock this large? You'd say that it would never happen, right? And that's exactly my point. The Big Bang Theory states that all of the matter was condensed into an infinitely dense hot point of energy, and this piece of dust somehow exploded and created larger pieces of rocks. And think of this, how can you take particles of dust and convert them to water? It's not possible. How could all the water in the universe have existed as energy, they say, in an infinitely dense hot point? It's not possible. The Big Bang is objectively false. But yet, according to many atheists, the Big Bang is the most plausible explanation of origins, and that is just not true. It is a lie. The only thing that could have brought about life and this matter and energy that we see around us is the Lord God. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now remember, evolutionists don't just think that life evolved. They believe that rocks evolved. Like I mentioned earlier, they think that tiny rocks that were smaller than a period on a page morphed into rocks as big as planet Earth, and a bunch of galaxies and oceans, and all sorts of different elements, supposedly, according to them, came from a tiny piece of dust. That is how bizarre that this theory is. That is how huge of a lie the Big Bang Theory is. It gets very loony as you look into the fundamentals of Darwinian evolution in respect to stellar evolution. Did we just appear here? No, obviously something with a high amount of intelligence had to create you and I and every piece of matter and energy that we see around us. It's the only explanation of origins that makes any sense. When you start looking at other alternatives, you enter into the science fiction world, and this is why atheism is based in magic. Because if I was to say that a rock just appeared in my yard from nothing, nobody would believe that. But yet we're supposed to think that the entire universe just popped into existence from nothing with no God? It is a belief in magic that atheists hold to. It is not scientific in any sense whatsoever. The idea that dust morphed into water is quite laughable. And even if we pretend that the Big Bang actually happened, which it didn't, but if we enter into fantasy land, let's consider it. Okay, you have rain that's occurring on Earth, on this molten piece of rock, for millions of years, which supposedly sparked the first single-celled organisms. Well, what are those organisms going to eat? There's no other biology around, right? So what are they going to eat? Hard rock? How are these organisms going to survive? And even if you had a single-celled organism come to life in soup, it's just going to produce worse copies of itself. Remember, we're copies of our parents, and our parents are copies of their parents. We are all copies off copies. We are breaking down genetically. We are not evolving. We are actually devolving. And that's what science has shown us. Just look at how many more diseases we have now than the human population had back in the 1800s even. There were way less diseases than there are now. And what that tells us is that the human genome is deteriorating. That means that we were created with a very good set of genetics at the beginning, and we have degraded since. We did not evolve from a common ancestor millions of years ago. I mean, come on, they're saying now that we descended from a jellyfish, that all mankind can trace back to a jellyfish. That's ridiculous. It's much more plausible to suggest that God created us out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and that man became a living soul when God brought us into existence. Not when some fish fell in love with another fish and somehow over generations produced you and me. That's a fairy tale. That's not reality. That's not science. It's a false religion that atheists believe in. And so that's why I made this video, because I don't want anybody to be tricked anymore by falsehoods.